Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Space. See, I'm so excited. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God, grateful and thankful to God to be with you all on tonight. We are blessed because we have two wonderful, beautiful, anointed entrepreneurs here that are going to share with us a vision, a movement called WORK, not WORK, W-O-R-K, but WORK, W-E-R-K, Women Entrepreneurs Reaching the Kingdom. Jocelyn Lynch and Desiree Dixon, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome, you're so welcome. So, with you two being the host of this phenomenal event that's going to be taking place in a few weeks, tell us, how did this come about? What was the dialogue? What was the mindset? What was the Holy Spirit speaking? And how did the collaboration come about for this event?
Jocelyn, you going first?
No, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, Jocelyn and I were co-workers, and we've done events together as far as vending or setting up separately together, and we've done a lot of bouncing ideas off of each other, and it just kind of like hit us like, well, maybe we should do something together. We both want to inspire other women to live out their dreams and to live out their goals. And sometimes people just don't know where to start, what to do, or they're just lost, or they feel like nobody else understands, but we understand. So we just want to provide tools to women entrepreneurs to help them along the way and to encourage and push them as they either are currently an entrepreneur or they're aspiring to be an entrepreneur. It's not easy, and it's not going to get any easier. So we just want to prepare people. And I know for me, it's also preparing myself at the same time. It's kind of holding myself accountable and responsible to continue to do what God has put in me to do.
I like that. Josh, I'm going to let you go in a minute, but I'm going to talk to Desiree. Can I talk to you, Desiree?
Okay. Yes, that's ma'am.
I love it. Y'all, I'm not promoting this because I am a facilitator. I'm promoting this because I believe in these young women, and I believe in what they've been given to do. And there's a need for what they're aspiring to bring to the people on September 16th. With this conference. But I want to speak to something that you said, Desiree, about how it's often challenging as an entrepreneur. As one, I agree. My challenge, and it's not a hard thing, my challenge is that recognizing value in who I am and what I have to.
Yeah.
So overcoming that. But when you say that, it's challenging and sometimes hard and will get harder, I'm going to suggest to you that when we finish our dialogue on Saturday, when I share with the listeners what I'm going to give you a tidbit of now, it doesn't have to be that way. So often we have tried to model what God has given us to do, to build his kingdom off of a model that the world uses. But there are kingdom principles. And because God has placed in us a certain capacity and propensity to get done what he has called us to, even in our prayers, there's a specific language that we're going to utilize to unleash, unlock, and bring to life what's inside of us regarding that which we've been given to do. I see the work that the both of you do. I see your passion for sharing. I see your marketing strategies. I see all of those things, and I know that you both are having conversations with God. You're dialoguing. You're seeking. You're wanting clarity. You're wanting all these things. But the key to the success is alignment. The key to the success is hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit and being mindful of the gatekeepers and being mindful of who's behind the next door that you're supposed to go into. It doesn't have to be hard, but what we have to do as entrepreneurs, as believers, we have to often change our mindset and get away from the model. And sometimes, I'm not going to say sometimes, because you can see a lot of examples where models have worked in the marketplace, world systems. They've worked. We've seen it. We've seen them go up and down, and you're working today and tomorrow it's flat. God has established a way for us to be consistent and grow. And that's what's going to take place in both your lives and all of your business ventures. He's strategically placed y'all for such a time as this to get the next key for your now move. Okay, Jocelyn, share with us. Amen.
So thank you for that word. And it confirms so many things that for this season I'm in right now that God has spoken to me about. So I guess he just reaffirmed what he already told me.
Amen.
And what you just said.
Amen.
Things have been happening and going on in my life, and that was what he spoke to me. I have prepared you for such a time as this. And that's the beauty of it all, is that he prepared us for this time. And, you know, we talk about work. You know, we were coworkers, and, of course, we were at work, and I think sometimes I did more work for myself and for work than I did for the bank. But it happens when the person that you're working with sits not even 5 feet away from you. But when we talked about it and we said, okay, we want to do this conference, but what are we going to call it? And I remember that day so clear. We were going back and forth, and I just sent her an instant message, and I said, what about women entrepreneurs reaching the kingdom? Because our businesses are ultimately our ministry. As I deal with my clients every day, it's not a prayer of, Lord, just send me all the money, but God, send me the clients that I'm supposed to minister to. Send me the clients who are supposed to be in my life. Send me the clients and show me what I'm supposed to say outside of creating strategies for my clients, outside of creating, you know, blueprints and plans for my clients. God, show me how I'm supposed to minister and how my life can be a light to them. So both of us, you know, our businesses aren't just, you know, businesses, it's ministry. And what I love is for Desiree is virtuous thread. You know, it's virtuous. I mean, we're called to be virtuous women, of course. And I love her business model. Mine is EWS Consulting and Strategies and HeyJossie.com, but I focus on your clarity and branding and purpose, because we're all purposed to be something here on earth. And for work, it's more than just a conference. It's a movement. It's women who may meet at this conference and they create a bond that is unbreakable, that they're able to find prayer partners, accountability partners, business partners. This isn't just it. This isn't the first or the last thing that you will see from work, because it's more than just a conference. It's a movement. It is a ministry. It's a ministry. Mm-hmm. And ministry matters more to me than the bottom line of my profit margin, because if I'm ministering, God's going to take care of everything else. My provision is in my purpose. So as long as I walk in my purpose and I'm pushing towards my destiny with God, my provision is there. If I create it and he shows me what to create, there have been times I've been laying in the bed, sleep, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he says, this is what I want you to do. and he doesn't tell me to do it right then, I have to, like, put it in my phone, or I get up and come in my office and write it on the whiteboard or a sticky note. I have a notebook full of things, and he said, now it's time to pull that out. And that's the thing. We want to cultivate those things, and we want our lives and our journeys through entrepreneurship to speak to other women. And it's with this conference and with this movement called Work that we're able to do it. It starts with us first.
Amen. 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 I get it. I look at what you're doing with Work and what will follow it, and the impact that it will have. And now, now more than ever, God is really dealing with women in leadership, entrepreneurs, the CEOs of companies, people in ministry. You know, maybe you a housewife and you taking care of your children. Whatever the case may be, God has really been speaking to women leaders and getting us aligned and established to move forward, to really get in our rightful places. Because you all know, well, I'm a mama, so I'm older than y'all. Entrepreneurial things for a black female were not really talked about when I grew up. I mean, you might have had somebody that sold Avon or somebody that sold Mary Kay and somebody that had a beauty shop and maybe somebody that sold clothes. But to step out and say, hi, I'm Valerie and I'm a counselor. And I'm here to help you. No, this is me. That didn't happen. And we didn't have anybody to then articulate to us what was necessary to make it happen. So I applaud you, ladies, because you're taking that which you've heard from God, that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, and now you're packaging it. Oh, I hear you. So Work is a conference. Work is a movement. Work is also an instructional manual. Who's writing it? Which one of y'all writing it?
I'm writing it.
Jocelyn is the notekeeper.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I know I'm not hearing wrong. It's also that, and it can be turned into a curriculum of sorts to help entrepreneurs who are just getting started, to give them the points, the steps, you know, this. First and foremost, hearing God and doing it according to what he said. Write the vision, make it plain upon the tablet, so that when I share the vision with Sally, Tom, and Jim, they'd be like, girl, yeah, I get that. What can I do to help you? Yeah, so praise God. Y'all better do it. Y'all better do it. Wow, that's so exciting. I wasn't expecting to see all that.
It is exciting. It's fun. I mean, I will say it's exciting. And it happened, it came together so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a better word
mm-hmm.
for it. But it came together,
mm-hmm.
it was simple. I contacted
mm-hmm.
speakers. Desiree contacted speakers. We contacted the location and everything. Just yeah, sure. I got you on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thanks. It was fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
down to the caterer,
mm-hmm.
it was fluid. Like, oh, okay, that's it. All right, cool. You know, now it's just
yeah.
sit back and wait for people to buy the tickets, and that's all we had to do. By the time we did our first launch, was I'm just waiting for people to buy the tickets now, because
mm-hmm.
it came together mm-hmm. so easily that it was almost like, oh, okay, God.
Right.
What just happened? It was easier than I thought. Like, okay, God. What's next? You know, and that's a blessing. That's how I knew it was God. It was ordained by God.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how it was orchestrated and how when we reached out to speakers and the answer was, yeah, I got you. I have the date. It's in my calendar. I'll send you what you
mm-hmm.
need. It was simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like, oh,
That was easy. Oh, okay, we can do this again.
yeah,
but that's
hey,
how I know
amen.
It's from God. And as we talked about it, we were like, well, so what are we going to talk about? And see, I'm the, by nature, by business, by LLC, I'm a business strategist. So I can strategize
mm-hmm.
something out in a heartbeat. And
Desiree
stood at the desk to me one day. I said, come and show us. We need to talk about something. I said, okay. I pulled my notebook out. And Desiree, you remember the day I started just running numbers?
Yes.
And saying, where's my calculator? And, okay, this is what we need to do. This and this. And she said, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And we were done. But it's just, it's the things that come natural to us. Finding the topic to talk about. That was a, hey, let's talk about this, this, and this. Oh, okay, cool. Let's just find the speakers. It's just things just work so well together.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. I'm excited. I am. I really am excited. I'm excited. That's just the word. I am excited. I'm excited to share. I'm excited to be a part of the energy that comes in the room. For those who are really hungry about doing His will and fulfilling that which He's called them to do, I'm excited. So, ladies, Jocelyn, you told us a little bit about EWS Consulting and Strategies and your main contributor of Hey Jossie. Tell the people a little bit about that. And then, Desiree, I want you to tell us about your virtuous threads. And when I lose some more weight, I want that pink dress. Yes, yes.
You should just buy it now and let that be your goal right there.
Yeah, my gold dress.
Yeah.
My money is too precious. No, I don't need no gold dress like that. Mm-mm, I'll wait till I get there, then I get the dress. So tell us, Jossie, about what it is you do, and then Desiree as well. Share with our listening audience what you do, because maybe somebody listening tonight that needs what you have. Amen?
Amen. So the last time I was on your show, we talked about HeyJossie.com. So I thank God for vision, evolving the vision, and growing the vision. I am the lead consultant and CEO of EWS Consulting and Strategies, where we help entrepreneurs, mainly women entrepreneurs, gain clarity in their business, collect what I like to say coins that they need and deserve. And, you know, run a business with purpose and intent, not just running a business just because, but running a business with purpose and intent. That's the one thing that I love to do. I love to help women gain that clarity. They may have the name of their company. They may have the idea, but they don't know how to get from name to the finish line. And I'm there to help them and assist them from point A to point B to C to D to fruition until it's there, until they're collecting their coins, until they have their social media strategy up and running, until they have their monetization plans up and running. And that's what we do at EWS, Consulting and Strategies. We help you grow your business, gain clarity in your business. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, when we first step out there, we're like, oh, we got all the ideas, but we don't have the roadmap to get us there. So I help you strategize that roadmap and grow your business. And HeyJossie.com is where you can find me. You find my services. You find my blog posts. You find HeyJossie.com. So that's the hub of me. So that's HeyJossie and EWS Consulting and Strategies.
Awesome. Desiree?
I am the owner and CEO of the Virtuous Threads, which began as a Christian T-shirt line where it started as, you know, church people say some of the funniest things at church, and they look good on a T-shirt. So it started with me just putting encouraging words on a shirt or things that I've heard at church that was be cool on the shirt. I mean, we go into the stores and we buy little trendy T-shirts, but these are cute shirts that you can wear to church, outside in public, you know, outside of church. You can dress it up, dress it down. I've always wanted to own my own store, boutique. I don't consider myself to be the most fashionable person, but I like to dress nice. I like to look nice, and I like to do it for a low price. So I started with the T-shirts, and here recently I started adding clothing to it as to Virtuous Threads as well, just because we saved don't mean that we don't want to dress nice. Like, doesn't mean that we got to have shirts up to our throat and skirts down to our ankles. So just providing that fashion for our Christian women and men and whoever else would like to purchase clothing. So I started, that's how I started Virtuous Threads. It started as T-shirts, and now I'm moving into clothing. I also have a blog, which is called Sincerely Yours, Desiree, which kind of is like my documenting me as I'm on this journey to full-time entrepreneurship. Like, it's my ultimate goal to retire from corporate America, as Jocelyn calls it. That's what I want to do. I want to retire from corporate America and work for myself, but I want people to see my journey as I go. I also host a vision board party every year. Well, I've done it for the past 2 years, and I plan on continuing to do it every year just to encourage people and inspire people to write their vision and make it plain. And I have a T-shirt with that scripture on the front of it, just to – you got to write it out. You got to plan it out. After you prayed about it, God is giving you the vision. You now have to write it out, and you got to plan it. So I do that as well. We talk about that, too, on SincerelyYoursDesiree.com. So that's really what I do. I have my T-shirts. I'm starting the clothing as well, and then just documenting my journey to full-time entrepreneurship on my blog, which is Sincerely Yours, Desiree.
Awesome. Well, I go off
and
on
I will say
like,
that Jocelyn is awesome at what she does. I'm going to say that I'm her number one client. She may not think that, but I'm going to say that I am.
That's awesome. I'm, when I grow up, I'm going to be like y'all when I grow up. I am. I am, yes, I am. I'm going to be like that when I grow up, all together and stuff. Yeah, that's good. So work is happening on September 16th. How can people get tickets? What should they expect when they get there?
Tickets can be purchased at www.work2017.eventbrite.com. They can expect to come into a networking breakfast where you network with other entrepreneur women that are there or aspiring entrepreneur. You can network with different people, get to know people before the event so you know who you're sitting beside or who's across the room or, oh, I saw them on Facebook and I've seen them on Instagram. I kind of want to get to know these people. So you get a nice networking, a time to network. And then we have four awesome speakers that are going to provide you with great content on different things as budgeting and consistency and other different topics. And also we're going to provide you with an awesome lunch. You always got to be excited about food. You got to get hyped.
Food, yes.
Food,
yes.
It's going to be some good food. So we're not going to have you there all day and not feed you. We're giving you breakfast. We're giving you lunch. And we're giving you some awesome content and some awesome people to network and meet while you are there.
So what are the ticket prices?
Yes, for general admission and 40 for VIP. VIPs will get some goodies in their bag, including one of our work tees. We also have sponsorship opportunities available beginning at $30. If anyone wants to be a sponsor of the work conference, you'll be placed in the program for the day, as well as social media sites and our website.
Awesome. So
So we're excited.
I guess
to
I need to go ahead and do my sponsorship
out.
Piece, right? I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to be a sponsor.
Awesome. Yeah,
awesome,
come
awesome.
On, come on. And the beauty of this event is every single person that is involved, from, of course, the host, speakers, Haitian, and the caterer, even the photographer, mm-hmm. it's all women. Every one of them. Our photographer is a woman. Our caterer is a woman. All our speakers are women. The host church, the pastor is a woman. So you talk about women empowerment, this is it. This is the event to be
mm-hmm.
at.
Amen. 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 Well, listeners, you've heard these wonderful women, Jocelyn Lynch of EWS Consulting and Strategies and HeyJoffy.com, my pink sweetie, Desiree Dixon. I so love her pink, y'all. Y'all got, if you don't know Desiree, y'all got to find Desiree. I love her. Virtuous Threads and the main contributor at Sincerely Yours, Desiree. These women are hosting the War Conference 2017 being held Saturday, mm-hmm. September 16th in Richmond, Virginia. Get your tickets at www.work conference2017.event. And if you ain't catch all of that, go to eventbrite.com and type work conference. It'll come up. Get your tickets.
Yes, it will.
Those who have businesses, you may not be able to come, but you want to grow your network, you want to grow your marketing, be a sponsor. $30, a small investment to get your name, your business out there to be seen, to be recognized with two viable, knowledgeable, thriving entrepreneurs. Do it. I want y'all to come. I got something to say. I got something to say, Jossie. I got something to say. I'm going to have something to say at the Work Conference 2017.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to get it.
To make sure I'm barefaced that day.
Nobody else gets it. I'm going to get it.
Yes, barefaced that day.
My. Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to it. Listeners, come on, tap in. Women entrepreneurs, tap in. Men, if your wife is aspiring to be an entrepreneur and you are, you know, behind her, nudging her along, guess what? Buy her a ticket to this conference. Be a blessing to her. Encourage her. Empower her. Do this for her, to let her know that you're with her, that you want to make sure that she has the tools that she needs in order to succeed. Y'all be here. Join this movement, Work Conference 2017, with hosts Desiree Dixon and Jocelyn Lynch. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, thank you. Thank you for your time. And if we don't talk again, we will talk again. We're going to make it happen again. Before September 16th, so we can get that last push and we can get those ticket sales in. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I love you all.
Love you,
too. Love you more.
Listeners, as always, we're so grateful that you've joined us on tonight. We will be back on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. with another relevant kingdom teaching. Yes. Yes, we've been talking about unity the past couple of weeks, and God is just adding on to that thing where we are seeing the necessity for productive kingdom collaboration. So join us this Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. where we will talk about kingdom collaboration and the necessity of being joined to the right folk. Until then, we always encourage you, do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you. Until next time.